For Ohio University alumni Phoenix Crane, kink is an integral part of her sexual identity.
Probably in my sophomore year of college at Ohio University is when I started doing research into the realities of what is BDSM.
Kink is defined as an unconventional sexual taste or behavior. Many in the kinky community subscribe to BDSM, bondage, discipline, sadism, and masochism, as a defining element of their sexuality. There are some people, like Crane, who believe kink is an essential part of their sexuality and not something they can choose.
And it has its own set of rules, its own spectrum, in terms of intensity and who you're interacting with.
And while many members of the LGBTQ community feel the same way about their sexuality, they also believe kink is just not queer.
Kinky people who are a part of the LGBT community also experience discrimination from within the LGBT community. Kinkophobia towards people who are kinky in the LGBT community and are outcasted because they think it's such a taboo subject that they don't want to talk about it.
Lee Ferrero, a queer senior at Ohio University, believes while kink as an identity is valid, it does not belong in the same spectrum as sexuality.
LGBTQ people have already been stigmatized so much already, and BDSM has its own stigmas, and I don't think it's very fair to equate those, especially when having more of what I consider BDSM being a preference-based kind of thing, not so much a sexuality.
There has been a long battle about the designated queer acronym, but the most recent version of the full alphabet soup, so to speak, has grown to a total of 12 figures, LGBTQIP2SAA. The acronym stands for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer, Questioning, Intersex, Pansexual, Two-Spirit, Androgynous, and Asexual. It is sometimes used on signs and pamphlets at pride marches, opening the understanding to a diverse community of people who fall into the queer spectrum. Some people consider the acronym to be still growing, morphing to represent a broader community of queer people. And that's where the K comes in.
And I think including K into the LGBTQ ever-growing acronym would be diffusing like some of that diversity that is already present in that community.
Phoenix's mixed feelings about whether K should be included makes perfect sense to Patty Stokes, a professor in the Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies program at Ohio University.
If the acronym is there for identification purposes and, you know, forging one's own identity, then I can see why you might want to add the K to it.
Stokes says there is a lot of confusion and nuance in what qualifies as queer.
People are already thinking and writing about kink under the banner of queerness, right?
While some members of the kink community are also in the queer community, those who are not LGBTQ can still identify with the queer community on many different levels.
One study I read recently by Gemberling, Kramer, and Miller, they did an analysis to determine if BDSM specifically should be considered a sexual orientation. There was a lot of similar trends regarding sexual behavior, sexual attraction, and sexual identity in terms of the age of onset, development, consistency and stability.
The desire to be in the queer community is about a sense of belonging. Many queer individuals view queer spaces like pride events to signify safety and freedom.
I think it's very clear. I mean, a lot of the sort of hypersexuality that is on display at a pride parade publicly, a lot of that is kinky in nature.
And many, like Ferrero, feel that though there are intersections of LGBTQ and BDSM communities, kink should not take a forward-facing stance within the queer community itself.
It's like the same way I don't think A for ally belongs on the spectrum. You're not suddenly a part of a minority group because you align with the queer community.
But it's a complicated issue.
Instead of creating clarity, we've just muddied the waters further, and that's probably okay.
By saying it doesn't belong on the LGBTQ spectrum, well, it does belong, but it doesn't like fit in there. It doesn't mean that it's any less valid. That shouldn't be the debate here.
With WOUB News, this is Kai Ka.